Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
I guess I should start. You know what? I do before I even begin. I just want to preface this that between some insurance stuff that we're dealing with in the family and the news and the shootings in this country, I am really going to try to not drop 3 F-bombs today. That is my objective. I'm going to try and be a good boy. But I'm pissed off, people. Let's get ready. Before we begin, let's do some thanks. Scratch Labs, people, the best flavor, ingredients, and variety for sports nutrition out there, hands down. Check out the brilliant cookbooks and constant new flavors and methods to get you to the finish. Your stomach will thank you on the next long ride. Use the Scratch Labs link at packfiller.com. Next off, Giro Sport Design, people. As I said earlier, and I'll say it again, they are the OGs of helmet design. They are. If it weren't for Giro, we'd all be wearing salad bowls. Giro revolutionized the helmet industry and has since continued the greatness, not only brain buckets, but some of the finest cycling footwear out there. Trust us. Trust Jackson. Get to Giro.com today. Tell them Pack Filler sent ya. And finally, Untapped Maple, people. I don't have my pen in my hand, so I'm hitting my glass with my finger. That's right. Untapped is back. If you were up to speed on Ted King's adventures, the formula is one packet per hour, I guess he did. He did a 200-miler, and he did one gel packet per hour, and along with, I guess, one of the Stroop waffles every other hour, and that powered him through the whole thing. So there you go. If you're just like Ted King, you can do that then, apparently. Add in the great Maple Aid in your fuel. Use the link at Packfiller to get to the Untapped way of life. So let's do this, shall we? Whoa, the theme already started. Well,
there you go.
This is going to make me crazy. My headphones are so quiet today just to take care of precious David and his
because you guys are on Dr. like the David. Same
virgin baby ears.
It still is? So loud? I mean,
do you want to switch headphones?
Yeah, he's half deaf.
What? No? Well, oh, the voice. God, it's kind of tinny now.
This is better.
Yeah, those are nice, aren't they?
God.
I can hear everybody, but
these just sound like absolute garbage in a handbasket.
Wow, I didn't realize how nice I had it. I almost said the F word. All right, everyone, get in, sit down, shut up, and hold on. We have a lot of stuff to get through tonight, and it ain't all sunshine and rainbows, people. Welcome to Life on Two Wheels. Welcome to the Pack Filler Podcast. This is our 367th episode.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's big.
Crazy. Suck on that, cycling tips. And our first...
Kick them while they're dead. Huh?
I mean outside magazine.
Yeah, there you go.
Them. And our first house party. That's right. We're dancing on the ceiling. We're partying like it's 1999. We are fighting for our right to party and many other 80s references. Why are we celebrating, you ask? Well, isn't it obvious? Bike racing's back.
Oh.
Oh, and Paul has entered a new age group. Yeah. He's entered a new cycling age group. He's... Do they go beyond? It used to be veterans, masters. Yeah.
No, it's just plus. 70 plus.
Is it?
Yeah.
There's even an 80 plus.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That's what I'm shooting for. I'm getting Stars and Stripes in 80 plus.
All right.
Yeah. I'm playing the long game.
Let's get to the festivities, shall we? Wow, the theme ran already because I had to switch out headphones. When I introduce you, please respond with an answer to the following. What makes you cry? What makes you cry? First of all, he's not only back from his training camp, he has officially entered a new decade. Mr. Paul Maine, how are you, man?
I'm all right.
Are you really?
I'm a little bit tired. I'm taking Geritol now.
Yeah.
What's Geritol?
I knew that. It takes a while. It's an old people's vitamin.
Oh.
It's old. It's probably not even around anymore, is it?
No. I'm sure.
I've never heard of it.
It's got to be around.
It's kind of like the thought that everybody thinks, like, drink, club soda or whatever it is for the...
Vinegar.
No.
My father-in-law
When you're cramping up, what is it that you...
Pickle juice.
No, not pickle juice. It's a carbonated beverage. It's like tonic water. That's it. Thank you for the...
With gin and a lime.
Gin is very good.
Yeah.
No, I won't cramp.
Yeah. See, you guys are trying to make fun of the old people, but you haven't done the research.
You're just stumbling. You just look stupid.
Now you're just embarrassing yourself. God, I'm sounding older than every second. It's like, you're so stupid.
You young buck.
Idiot. You don't know what Geritol is. Give me my Doane's pills. That's one. That's an old one. Paul, as you sip, what makes you cry?
Realizing that rim brakes are going to disappear. I know it's going to happen. I knew it was going to happen. But no, I tell you, what makes me cry, as an electrician, you deal with a hammer, believe it or not, every once in a while. And it's always, you got to get these staples started. And they have these TGIs, they're engineered lumber. Truss,
yeah,
and it's like hitting into rubber, and it bounces back, and you're holding, and bam! And if you hit your thumb once, you're gonna hit it the rest of the day. You just keep beating it, you know. But you can go for a long streak without hitting your thumb.
Really?
It's like by the end of the day, I'm in tears. Yeah,
it's like biting your lip.
Yeah, exactly. That one spot. Yeah.
Well, that's because your lip swells up. Though.
Yeah. Well, same with your thumb.
Oh, your thumb. So
it's
your
like
thumb
Fred Flintstone. It's like this.
There's another reference.
Yeah.
Jesus.
He's back.
Second of all, in our list of panel tonight, he's the ketone killer, Mr. David Weepers. Everybody at home
did
is just like
drink
going,
that?
Everybody's no. at home just going, well, shit.
Yeah. Wasted
$88 bucks. Yeah. Throw it out.
Damn it.
Yeah, yeah.
Did we lose those?
Yep. Oh. $88. One of you guys took them home, right?
I don't have them.
That means you have them.
I feel good, bro.
You're all jacked up.
I love them here. There's no way I'm drinking that. That'll give me a stomach cramp.
Dr. David Waples, what makes you cry? Do I have to call you doctor? Do you make people call you doctor in casual conversations?
No,
he's the guy. He's the one dude that will say, like, I'm Dave.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. I just call him Dr. Dave because it's easy.
It's
like Dr. Dan, too.
Yeah.
Do you call him that in, like, casual conversation?
Yeah. And his fiance, Dr. Dan.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
Really?
It's a long story. But,
it a question directed to him or him?
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. What makes you cry,
the dominant
sir?
Dominant older brother.
Well, it's got to be something at work. That's about the only thing that makes me cry. I would say probably when I care more about somebody's health than they do. It tends to get to you.
Does it?
Yeah, well, because then all of a sudden you realize you're beating your head against a dead wall.
And they just want more pills.
A brick wall. Well, whatever they want. Yeah. It's not, you know, you want more for them than they want for themselves. And I think it really sucks.
Wow, he really took that.
That was real.
I don't have anything else. Yeah. I was like, I don't really, you know. I can't believe Paul cries when he hits his thumb.
Yeah, what a little bitch.
When the thumbnail goes flying across the room, it's going to take months to grow that back.
So much for my hand modeling game.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. 30's got a new FTP, Mr. Sam Waples. Yeah, congratulations, man.
Thank you. Yeah. It's funny, though, how my goal, and I was so vocal that I wanted 300 and I got 299. That's funny. So, but my thing.
It's karma. Wait, did that make you cry?
Actually, yeah, it did break a part of me inside. But no, I'm going to feed into my neuroses, and I'm going to say the things that make me cry are like when people have not matching socks.
Oh.
That makes me cry. When yeah. people have not matching water bottles
gonna,
on their bike.
You're going to hate EF education.
Oh, really?
You're oh, I'm telling you, these all these things, I'm just like, why did you do that?
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
You wake up at 3 a.m. thinking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah, okay. No.
I think about this type of stuff.
So we all have our neuroses, and that's mm-hmm. that actually makes me feel a little bit more home.
Yeah.
I like that. 30's the only guy in the room that doesn't deserve the current category he is racing in, Mr. Jackson Bulger. I'm not saying you should be demoted.
No, I know.
And I'm not saying you're a sandbagger.
You are.
Thanks. Well, it's not
he hasn't had
my
enough races. Old he's not, yeah. yeah, he's trying not to. So. How are you, man?
I'm good. Let's see.
What makes you cry, Jackson?
Oh, what doesn't make me cry? That's the real question. Toy Story 4, that's one.
Which one's that? Is that the one?
That's the last one.
Is that the one where they're sliding down the garbage chute?
Well, that's three. That one
that
also
one
makes you
messed
cry.
Messed me up,
so
man.
So does number one, and so does number two.
What
but
a
number
wholesome
four,
answer.
Number four is... Well, that's the funniest answer, I think.
It is. Yeah, it
but
is.
I think that number four is sad because Woody leaves the pack. Spoiler alert.
I hadn't watched it yet.
The pack. How, what?
You know how there's like a pack of toys.
He where does he go?
Woody leaves to go be with his little Bo Peep, who's like his the love of his life.
That bitch.
But it's like it's so
breaking up the family.
We'll just yeah. call her Yoko.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like a wholesome sad. You know what I mean?
Really?
Yeah.
This is so.
Where
priceless.
Does he go to live with her?
Well, like they live.
We're not talking about bike racing now.
No,
we're
no.
just
yeah,
talking yeah, yeah, about
no.
the Toy Story.
They live.
Movies.
I think they live in like this playground. Yeah.
In the sky?
No, they're toys. They can't die.
How can you live in a playground? You get all dirty in the rain. It'll rain on you, and then it'll rot away.
These are.
I have so many.
These
questions.
Are living toys. What type of real like story is this?
Which one's
like,
the father in this?
And
but
where
wait
the
a minute, Dad.
Yeah. This is a porcelain toy. It's a movie.
There's 3 a.m. for my brain.
God.
Hell. Oh, me, now I'm all alone in my age group. That's my introduction, unless Jack True. Races. But let's be honest, we got a better chance of world peace and guns being banned. Jack's going to text me immediately when he hears that one. I cry... I basically cry at a lot of stuff.
Oh.
Nothing personal. This weekend I watched Everything Everywhere All at Once, and it's kind of a action-y movie, but I bawled at the end of it, you know, when she's talking about how much, you know, she's like, I'll take all these moments. You know, I know there are only so many moments, but I'll take these ones and cherish them. And I'm just like, oh, goodness.
Michelle, I love
and
you.
And I fight it so I don't blink.
Oh.
So I'm like, if I blink, the tears are going to come. And the tears are going to come. And then my wife looks over at me a couple times, and I'm just like going, what? Yeah, it's a good movie. And then I blink once or something like that, and they just go goosh down to my face, and I'm just kind of trying to wipe my eyes without her noticing it. And then the giveaway of giveaways is the...
Yep, yeah. That'll
no,
do it right
I'm
there.
Just, yeah. I'm a baby. I cry at movies all the time, man.
Your T levels might be a little low.
I cry at occasional commercials.
Did you cry at Top Gun Maverick?
No, I didn't cry
You don't
at
have
Gun
a heart.
Maverick. Top Gun Maverick is cheese-o-rama.
It's perfect.
It's, yeah. Gentlemen, let's start out slowly. Everybody but Paul, how's your training going? Who trained this week? Sam, the new FTP is 200, 299.
Yeah, I will say this last week, so I took it pretty seriously, and then I was like, oh, I'm about to for an FTP test because yeah. my rides are feeling easier. And I had like, you know, the previous time I was like, I did 6 rides in a row and I was kind of cooked, but I wasn't absolutely dead. So I'm like, I should probably bump it up. So I did an FTP test, took 2 days off, took an FTP test, 299, stoked about that number, hoping for higher by the spring. And then hard ride Sunday and then one ride yesterday. I did 4 rides total in the last week, but this next week's going to be pretty much a break week because I'm going on vacation.
Is this Hawaii?
Nope.
Oh.
Hawaii's March. This is Oregon Coast.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody wants Sam's address, in case they want to break into the house,
it is.
You ever think about it? I always get the old people who say, "Don't say anybody where you're going. They're gonna break into your house." I'm like, "Yeah, my Facebook page is that popular. People are like going, oh man, Bulger's gone."
Yeah. What does he got?
Smash and grab.
Yeah.
He's got apparently one set of shitty headphones.
Yeah. And he dumped anything that's worthwhile in the dumpster about like 2 months ago.
The most wonderful purge I've ever had since a Taco Bell shit. David, update on the new bike?
I got the everything except for the frame. The frame should be here tomorrow.
Really?
Or the next day. I'm not quite sure.
So you are building this bad boy from scratch, or are you going to make your brother do it?
He'll have to help me. I haven't actually ever assembled disc brakes before.
Really?
Yeah.
They're stupid.
Talk about crying.
Yeah.
Trying to make disc brakes and get him.
That I've got all the tools. I got a wicked set of tools, man. No, I've got it all, but I've never attempted it yet. I think that
you have everything for like disc and all that.
The whole.
Oh yeah, we need to do the video,
all that stuff. Yeah, I think it'd be a hilarious video watching me just get doused. Yeah. My whole room just like
covered in dot fluid.
Dot fluid everywhere. Everything is like melting and corroding around you.
Are you training? Do you have time to train? Or is this
last week was not a good training week because I've been on a 2 week ski patrol rotation, so I was skiing every day. So
what's
that's
a ski
good training?
I was rotation. Helping out with ski patrol at Mount Spokane.
Oh yeah, is this part of the job?
It was. I'm no longer doing it. So I was doing that for I did 11 days. Basically, I mean that's kind of training, like 11 days of skiing.
I got a question for you. Do you do the rotation of Spokane Indians baseball team?
That's the internal or the family medicine.
Folks, you know anybody can get me in because I've used that ticket before and got to watch some Indians baseball for free.
Danielle and I do them in the spring. Wow. So maybe you guys will have to go with us.
Absolutely.
Because she does it, and then you get three extra tickets. Yeah. And
you're behind home plate.
And as much beer as you want.
Yeah.
Except for her. She can't.
Yeah, she can't.
She can't. She's the physician, but
she chases down the people that get hit by a fly ball.
Yeah.
Yep.
Really?
People and steals their beer, brings them back to you.
Yeah. Or he won't be needing this. Here you go. Yeah.
Mind the tooth.
Yeah.
So
Shay.
Yes,
I guess so my tooth.
Did I ask you, Jackson, how your training's going?
Fine. I mean, I got cold again, so great.
Yeah, that kid. Yeah.
So, I rode yesterday, and then I rode on Monday of last week. So,
You got kind of a deep voice. I was wondering if it was the new mic or anything, but you're kind of...
No, this one's taken my voice away a little bit. So,
wow.
Super enthused about that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kind of just holding on, or are you upping the ante a little bit here?
I'm just... At this point, I'm just riding how I would if I were able to go outside. So
Okay.
Going hard when the hills come or when I want to. And I've found that has worked for the past couple of years. I have never really structured myself too much because I think that gives me anxiety, which is kind of funny. It's shown that it's not bad. So,
where I am.
Yeah, that's what I've been doing.
I'm in same boat as you, Sam. And first of all, I had a little bit of a letdown this week in the fact that I have been, except for Tuesdays, on dry January. And so my whoop scores have gone. They're like, who did you give the strap to? And when are you coming back? I mean, it's just confusion. Like the whole algorithm, you know, it's like there's somebody at the mainframe going, everything's wrong. The entire algorithm screwed up. Some Bulger's getting great numbers. And so it finally figured me out. And so it's like, if you scroll back over the last 3 weeks, it's like your average heart rate is now, and now it's plummeted. And it's because it's figured out like, oh, the new you, this is your new norm. And so that's kind of a letdown. It's like all my green days are now slightly yellow. And I'm like, well, then what's the point? I'm just going to
start drinking
just
again.
Open a bottle and just start sucking it down. So there's that. And then there's the fact that there's the workouts are actually going well. And I think I need to do a new test this weekend, the 40P. Because last time I did the ramp test, which is the half Monty on... which is good, but it doesn't give you your sprint or your
20 minute, right?
5 minute. I think it gives you the 20 minute and one other one, I think. So it doesn't give you the two of the numbers of the four things it tests, and I'm like, oh God, I need to probably do that. But it is so, it's horrible. It's really bad.
I think that I, like, the only, because I've previously always hated it, and I think you just got to get in the mindset of, like, it's like training for this next year, like lining up at the line and being like, I'm an absolute unhinged animal right now. Ooh, try to hold on.
I'm going to enter it like that. I'm going to go into it like I'm going
to... Like, I'm going to bust through, like, 200 more watts.
But I'm terrified up until the moment because I don't want to do it. I mean, it's like, no. Okay.
Let's go.
Is that what you've been hiding the ketones from us for?
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about. Dude, I should just totally like swig like three bottles right before it's like, yes. Let's go. Just puke all over my top tube. What's wrong with me? What's wrong? What's happening? So we'll see that. I think I need to probably Saturday or Sunday do the test. I do want to say that that'll be my second fitness test, and Paul and Jackson were supposed to do it the first time, and I haven't seen any of those results.
So let's ask the question that's going to really get down to brass tacks. When are Paul and I ever really going to do this? Never.
Paul will do it.
Well, if you twist my arm, I mean, like he was talking about
the Swift one, Jackson.
Could is the operative word there.
So, like,
for Sam's the show?
Like,
for the show?
I'd do it for the show.
For the band? For the band.
Yeah, all right. All right. I'll do that just for shits and giggles. But, like Sam says, you know, I was aiming for all this. And I my statement was, I don't chase numbers. I chase wins.
Oh, my God.
You are such a brat. Screw you and your numbers.
You know what? When I'm making you cry on my rear wheel this spring.
We'll see.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, did you get almost 400 miles in a week?
Came on.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You know, my 400 miles I'm going to be getting in a week is going to be closer to spring.
Double your age. Anyway, keep going. We have Dr. Dave, sit here and let you know where my muscle mass is gone.
We got
half of it out every day.
We got the Gallagher brothers beside you. You know, you're going to get, there's going to be a fight. And I put you in the middle on purpose.
Very good.
These guys couldn't, the thing is, you have to be wise. I'm not going to be strong. Yeah. I never have been strong. These two will be.
Oh my God, that is the biggest pile of shit
I ever heard.
These two will be button heads and burn themselves out.
Yeah.
And then I'll just go, see ya.
Yeah. Yep.
Or you'll do what you did to me this last ride, and you're going to sit on the front and like punch it just enough to where I'm like, no, I know what you're doing. Screw you. And I go hard on the front, and then you just slot in. Mm-hmm. And then I'm out there murdering myself.
It's all a mind game.
Yeah.
Isn't there a... Now, this is ironic.
You can't put numbers
I'm not falling for it again, Paul.
Yeah, it's ironic coming from me, but don't you learn from your mistakes?
Never.
Okay.
That's because he chases numbers.
No, it's because I just want to make people hurt in the moment.
Paul, you sound like the drunk guy at the end of the bar.
That's because you're chasing numbers.
That's right, you dumbass.
Speaking of which, Paul, tell us about your week in the sun, man.
It was awesome. Now the trip down in Reader's Digest version for those again. That's
an old
tall level.
Oh my God, you're so old.
Hey, you guys.
So,
hey, you boys.
I'm just gonna keep it on the station. Yeah. So, my wife drops me off at 7 o'clock, and fog rolls into Spokane. It's like I can't even see at the end of my gate. You know, and I delayed. Yeah, because there's fog.
Okay.
And it's the fog. So you can look out windows there.
Fog.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
So it kept going. And then all of a sudden I called my wife and it's like they canceled my flight.
Oh, man.
And so then I've got my app from Delta and it says we rescheduled you. So I originally was going to go from Spokane to Seattle to Palm Springs. And I hate going to Seattle. Z-Tac is like, I've lost all my luggage. Things get missing, dropped. It's the worst airport I've ever experienced. And I've traveled a lot, I tell you. Z-Tac is a hellhole. It's just this vacuum that's just...
He's getting older in front of our eyes right now.
So anyway, then it says, you know, I was going to go to Salt Lake City and then Palm Springs. But I wouldn't get in there till at that point. Like after 11. Well, my rental car now is gone. I can't even pick up my rental car because they're closed.
Oh, God.
So I had to cancel my rental car. So I get in there. I actually get in 5 minutes before closing, and I run to the Avis. And I said, do you have a car?
You ran through airports?
Yeah, I had to run.
Like OJ. Like,
and it's cool.
Because without killing people.
And it's open air. It's like you have your gate, and then it's outside until you get to the rental. I mean, it's all enclosed.
I'd have spun around like Julie.
Palm trees and
Andrews,
fresh air.
Man. Oh, I just threw my first F-bomb. I would have spun around in that just that warm air, just like.
But, of course, the locals are like, you know, puffy jackets and everything. Because it's, you know, 50.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
I hadn't seen 50 since October, but
well, they all got shit circulation because they're in their 80s.
Well, and I'm in there too.
Well, you,
I'm not 80, but I got
you're the young
shit.
Buck probably over there.
So I got my car, get in there, get in my Airbnb, and so I'm meeting a guy that I've ridden with since 1986, Stu.
Yeah,
and he's been down there for 10 years, and he goes, "I'll get things squared away," and he actually was stellar. He helped me through the whole thing. Met a good group of guys, Desert Bicycle Club, and you know, they did some spirited rides. There's tons of them, and it was phenomenal. But Stu was able to delay our ride the next day because I came in late till noon. I said, you know, I got to assemble my bike. I don't know what's going to go on.
That's breaking into dinner time for a lot of those guys.
Yeah. Well, we got to hurry up for the early bird special.
Yeah.
You know, we got to get this ride over
at 1:30.
Yeah. But the strange thing is, my first ride. I meet at a coffee shop, which is probably about, well, they have long blocks there, so it's really hard to say blocks. It's probably 3/4 of a mile away. And I ended up meeting up with 3 guys from Spokane.
Oh, my God.
Wow. There's 4 Spokane people going out for a ride at, you know, at noon. So it was pretty cool. It was 70 degrees, and I was just like, I was giddy.
Was there a specific plan of training, or did you just go like I'm gonna just zone two and just enjoy?
I went in just, you know, most of those guys have been riding year round. I mean, some of them, most of the people that I met from this Desert Bicycle Club, there's a couple of guys from Wisconsin, Minnesota. There's people from Canada, as you can imagine, they're all from the north, and this is what they do. They come down, and they are. Despite their age, they're very strong. And Stu is very, very strong. He's just 71, I think, now. And he won a stage race in Tucson, Arizona. So, yeah, in his age group. So these guys aren't – the age is one thing, but these guys, it was not an easy kind of cruise around thing. And I met up with a guy the first ride, one of the Spokane guys. He goes on the Strava. It's called Nuke. And
Nuke Lelouch?
Yeah.
I'm just made that up because I've seen.
That's where he's a baseball fan, and
really?
Sue is too, and really? We talk baseball. Anyway, Nuke was on that. Remember that gravel ride we put together?
Yeah.
He and his buddy Brent were on that ride,
really?
And when I saw him, I'm like, "Hey, you look familiar." And then we kind of connected up that way.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah.
Was it intentional to celebrate your birthday all alone?
It wasn't intentional, but like,
were you physically alone that night? Like,
no.
Okay.
Because Stu and his lovely wife, Sarah,
okay.
invited me over for dinner. We had a great Italian dinner, and he had a great Italian bottle of wine. And we sat around and told all kinds of stories and yucked it up. Yeah.
What else did you do when you weren't riding your bike, man? I just need to know. I mean, I just imagine you just like powering down and sitting in the corner and just like, boo.
Like C-3PO.
Well, I had a studio. Alarm there wasn't was much.
Whoop, time to ride.
Well, the thing is that we get done, most of the rides take off at like 8:30. And rode with some great guys, Craig and Rick down there. Rick was part of that, and they invited me to a social one night. I went to a brewery, and we sat there and drank beer and had dinner. And
nice.
There was like 100 people there. This group's pretty big, and and they're pretty, you know, it seems like pretty tight. I have a story if there's time to share about one of the bigger rides, Spirited Rides. That
400 miles in how many days?
It was actually 354, but I didn't ride Monday.
Flyer
to round up.
Yeah,
I didn't get to ride Monday because. Rain came in and they had 50-mile-an-hour gusts on Monday. Otherwise, that would have easily broke 400.
Sounds like a Wednesday here.
Yeah. Well, I'd be,
because we're the hard man of the North. All these pussies in California.
So,
listen to me. I'm so full of shit.
Yeah,
I did buy two sets of Velotos. And I bought some D's Nuts Embro cream, man. I'm serious.
I'm telling
this year.
You.
I'm not messing around.
It's going to change your is life. It? It's it? The best.
Is yeah. it? The yeah. medium?
D's Nuts?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Embro cream? Have you ever had Embro cream?
You're no, have, I use Osso's melons. Chamois cream. Oh,
yeah. No, it's not chamois.
It's do not mistake this.
I need to clarify. Embro cream is not chamois cream.
Oh, good Lord.
What's Embro cream?
It's Embro.
It's nut cream. Yeah, for your nuts.
No, it's not for your nuts.
Do not. Do not. I need to clarify. I need everyone person. Out there to
put
know.
Put it on your legs, not on your balls.
Yes. And there's a specific order.
However,
you put on chamois cream before Embro cream.
If you're a true cycling nerd, you probably were abused in high school, and you've probably had the same sensation on your nuts.
We called it creamer
so
jeezy.
We're going to skip it in over jaws. That. So why does it matter? Why does it matter if you put on chamois cream if you're not putting it on your taint?
Now, Embro cream is not for your balls.
Well, I know that now.
Now? Like right now?
Right now now.
Okay, so
because there's a lot of territory.
If D's Nuts is selling it, you're telling me right now the first thought in your mind is not.
Do you know
nuts.
What D's Nuts stands from? Dave's Brisky.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he has chamois cream. That's what he started.
It started
chamois cream. I'm genuinely wondering, like, why does it matter if you put on chamois cream before
Embro cream?
Oh, because yeah. Okay, let's question. Say you
if you're
put...
Not,
because there's a very fragile zone.
Let's take this just for a second here before we get to Pulse. I just want to take you through
sit
the steps
tight,
here.
Dr. Dave.
Let's say we put a warming, almost to the point of, like, ow hot... into our hands and rub our legs down. And then we put a softer lotion on the same hands and rub it on our junk. Mm,
so it's a whole CBD CBD
in your eyeball kind of
thing.
It's
a thick
it's cutting up jalapenos and rubbing your eyes.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yep. Taking a pee while making nachos.
Yeah.
Okay. Or at the same even time. Worse no. if it slips up the other end.
You put chamois cream
you
up your asshole?
Mistake once. Well,
no,
Sam
I'm
does.
Saying no. Sam I'm does. Saying that
I do have to clarify. Right? If you say it he like does. That, I thought the same thing.
Okay. No, if you're out on like, because most of the time I'm going to use Embro cream is out on like a wet, rainy ride, and by the time then, like it's fair game for that Embro cream that's now been
you're
spread
just
across
so
everywhere.
Voraciously putting the chamois cream. On. I was like, whoo! Oh.
Did I get too far?
Let a little finger go there. We gotta cut this. We gotta let this go.
I distinctly remember riding behind Sam and seeing chamois butter coming out of the butt
That's
of his.
Way chamois. Too much, buddy.
I'm just
way
saying. I think he does
you
put chamois
more
butter
than brothers.
On his butthole.
It's everywhere, but
so when
I'm
you fart, does it blow a bubble?
Yeah. Hell yeah, yeah, dude.
Sam just lays it on the floor and he just slip and slides into that shit.
Yeah!
It's like Wallace and Gromit. I got the chamois lined up at the end and I'm just slipping across chamois butter.
All right. Well, this one sounds pretty fast.
This episode is gold.
Yeah.
I'm in tears.
I don't know what we're talking about, but it's wonderful.
I'm in tears. We did interrupt. Paul was going to tell short story.
Yeah. So...
I'm looking at
what you. I admire about this group of writers.
Oh, okay, not us.
No.
Good call.
Yeah, because everybody got a taste what our bike rides are like. No one wants to ride with us. So they have several rides that they do certain loops. And real quickly, the first one I'm on is on a Thursday and they do this and there's actually a small little loop and then they literally paint on the road 400, 200.
Really?
Okay, nice. Yeah, and it's pretty cool. But I don't know the place.
Yeah.
And we come to a stoplight, and there's quite a few stoplights. It's not quite a few, but for us in the Pacific Northwest on a ride like that, there would be more than
we
want to see. Yeah.
Okay.
But that's fine. But then,
well, the average age is like 80 plus, so the first three stoplights don't really count.
Well,
it's the fourth.
The cool thing is
they're just
is
warming
like,
you up.
They have everybody starts at the same spot. But if you don't feel like going hard, there's a group going this way, and there's a group going this way. Wow. And that's it. If you want to go extremely fast, this is a group to go with, blah, blah, blah. And I thought that was totally cool. And there's no shame, you know. So anyway, we roll up to the stoplight, and this guy goes, "Hey, Mr. Uribe, you don't know where you're going. Stay back." And so what it was is, you know, people are turning, and then my delay time. So fair play. I kind of cooled it back, but I didn't know that. That just a few more corners and that
old
was a
people
sprint.
Are crass.
It's like, son of a just, bitch.
It sounds like my mother. And she's probably listening to this. But my mom's just like, we go skiing and she's immediately out loud making fun of snowboarders. Mm-hmm. It's like, you guys are idiots, you know, stuff like that. So apparently, the guy behind you is like going, "Hey, asshole."
Well, he's you don't know where you're going. Like one of the oldest guys on the ride, but he's extremely strong. And I think that's fair play. But I promise you, next year, it's a different game because now I know where I'm going. So then Saturday's ride.
Show that son of a bitch.
Yeah. So Saturday's ride, some we bitch. Meet at this park, and there's like 60 people. And that's all amongst this group. They're all underneath, you know, the Desert Bicycle Club. I thought this is the coolest thing. And again, there's different ways to go. Thousand Palms is a more spirited ride. And it's a gradual climb. You come out kind of east of Palm Springs. And it's probably 3-5%. I'm not sure. I'll have to look on Strava. And then shoot across. It's called Dillon Road. And there's a little bit of rollers, and you drop down. We were doing 40 miles an hour, 43, 40 miles an hour for 4 miles. And it was slight downhill and downhill, but you were pedaling. Yeah. I was in my 53.11 the whole time.
Wow.
And there was a guy there. And this is one of those things where I'm like, what the hell? There's a guy there with a TT bike with drop bars, but he's got clip-ons, and he's got a disc wheel and an aero front.
Ooh.
And he's
red
fast.
Flag, red that flag. Makes me red
cry.
Flag.
He is flying. Cry. And to me, it's like there's a group up ahead, and I hop on his wheel, and I thought, well, he's part of this group. And as soon as he gets to the front, there's a series, a barrage of F-bombs and screaming at this guy and blah, 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 blah. I don't know what's going on. And we're at going at speed. And it's crazy. So we finally come down, and they regroup where all the groups kind of meet, whatever speed.
No, that wasn't it. Sorry. No, keep going.
All right. And there's so people can take a piss and that type of thing, and then you can get some food and stuff. And I see his car, his bike, you know, kicked up there. And these guys, the really fast guys, are like, "We fucking told this guy, blah, blah, blah." That doesn't count because I was just quoting.
All right. I'm the only one that's restricted.
So, anyway, so Stu fills me in. He's not a part of the club, refuses to join the club. This is a club ride. They told him, "You're welcome to ride, but you can't use aero bars." He refuses not to abide by this. One day he takes the bars off but leaves his cups and he's riding, which is even worse.
Like puppy paw with the...
The cups on there. And so they're like yelling at him. So he's inside, and these guys are like banding together. "What are we going to do? Blah, 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 blah." And the guy comes out, and they said, "We told you, get the fuck away. You're not invited until you get a normal bike, blah, blah, blah." And the guy's just standing there. And I'm like, you're not wanted, dude.
Yeah.
You don't pay... These guys pay $35 to be in this club, and it's an insurance, $10,000 insurance that covers... So in the bike club and those rides, it covers something happens, like your ambulance, it covers whatever your deductible. I thought that's a cool idea.
That is part a very cool idea.
Yeah.
And so, you know, this is something I wanted to share too. I thought that makes a lot of sense. So anyway, these guys, the fast guys, roll out, and I'm talking to Stu, and that guy just starts following them. I thought, we're going to find this guy in the ditch. He's going to be all banged up.
Yeah.
The audacity of somebody, I don't understand. And they, what can you do? It's a public road. He doesn't join the ride at the beginning. He just hops in.
And he's just doing it to be a dick.
Yeah. He wasn't even fighting back at these guys. You just, like, listen to him yell at him.
Wow,
and he just
what a...
Yeah.
You can say prick. It's okay.
That's not a bad word.
You don't have to whisper.
I know, listening. But, like, I don't want to be known as, like, somebody that's calling
so
a cyclist
how would you guys
a dickhead,
deal
with
that?
But, like...
I want to throw that question.
That's
how
a
would
great
you do,
concept.
Deal with that?
Oh, I would throw a pump in his wheel.
That
well,
would
simple.
Work.
Yeah.
That would work.
Yeah.
I would drop him.
Bones are brittle.
I would just, I would drop him.
You carry a pump? Is it a mini pump? Try and do that.
Yeah, but you just, no, you just expand it.
All right.
bones are brittle once you get that age.
Yeah. One, he wasn't. He was younger.
This place crashed.
He was younger.
Oh.
Drop. Yeah, I like David's response. Just drop him.
You can't. The guy's that strong.
Naked ride?
You cannot drop this guy.
We could drop
even,
him.
Like, up a hill. He's on a TT bike, but like, you go right,
there really isn't, like, our type of hills no. there.
Nobody yeah. heard me say
I would just turn ride. Into a total like, jackassery, sorry, and I would
naked
just,
ride.
Like,
everybody just show up naked.
Well, he wouldn't show up for that, but there's...
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
No, this is what I would do. I would just literally, like, do what I've done in the past, where it's like, you attack, he gets on you, and then you just literally don't spin. An attack.
Have him and his wife over for dinner and bring a bowl with keys in it out and tell him you got to put the keys in the bowl. You guys don't know what that means.
I don't know.
So, like,
that's a sex thing.
Where do you think of
first you have to take your Geritol.
I want this guy to be so repulsed that he'll never show up again. It's like going,
like what
hey,
time?
Put the keys in the bowl.
Oh, my God.
Time for some swapping.
Okay. Here's a more sinister idea. He's inside doing whatever he's doing. And you grab your tool and you pop out half the master link, and his chain's gonna break soon.
Well, I said to Stu, I said,
but then he crashes.
Let's
and
let
then
hair
he's,
out of his yeah. tire.
Yeah,
you know, I was
yeah.
just kind of joking. I didn't know it was gonna reach another level.
Stab
of hostility
it with a pen
when
knife.
It came out.
Stab his tires with a pen knife, yeah. just like they do in the gangster movies.
Yeah.
Mm.
yeah.
And you then stare him. At him while that yeah. tire's gonna. What? What?
What are you gonna do about it?
What are you gonna do?
I would just rather be like the Italians and Breaking Away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The Europeans.
Wow.
But that's a sticky wicket for those guys. It,
a sticky wicket?
Yeah.
Sticky wicket?
Yeah.
Can you explain that one?
Nice cockney accent.
Jackson's just over here going, I should just stay at home.
So anyway, it was actually, I took sick. A lot from that group. I think there's a lot to learn. I think yeah. we could...
That's
some
fantastic.
Of those
I really yeah. like that idea of like also forming a club. That's
$35
just like,
a year.
Yeah,
the insurance
that's what they
thing
pay.
Cool.
Yeah,
and
that's
then they have
super cool. And then it's, I mean, you could really literally just make that like every day of the week. There's some ride going on.
Absolutely, they have.
You know.
Okay, what's the difference between $35 a year for a club, quote unquote, and $35 a year for a Thursday night spirited ride series, where any cyclist in Spokane joins the spirited ride club, and all of a sudden now your insurance is no longer a worrisome issue.
That's what I was picturing, like when you were saying that, was like if we got another Thursday night throwdown or
yeah.
whatever, Wednesday night worlds, it doesn't have to be for a club, but anybody who wants to participate.
You join a club, a Wednesday night worlds club,
right.
You pay $35 for the year. That gets you into the club. You've signed the waiver. You've got the insurance. And does that minimize risk?
And let me add something else, too. They have the right with... You have to have people in charge there. And of course, some people being litigious like we are probably
yeah.
don't want to step forward. But they have the right to kick people out of that club.
Mm.
So
yeah.
if you're doing hazardous rides or you're being a jerk or yelling at people... They do. In fact, they. When I was down there, not that I witnessed it, but they have already kicked somebody out.
That's genuinely everything I've ever wanted in life.
Yeah. yeah.
Just the power to kick somebody.
Just the power to look at somebody and go like, you know, you're kind of an asshole.
Yeah.
Go away. Mm-hmm.
You're voted off the island.
Yeah. yeah.
yeah. Voted off the island.
Yeah.
Or somebody who routinely does like something dangerous that's putting the
yeah.
whole group at. I mean,
yeah.
We have people like that.
We've warned
yeah.
you. You're
yeah.
gone.
Yeah,
but then we still have the hazard of the dickhead with the arrow bars.
yeah,
how,
you're always
how do you deal with that?
You could, at one
you
point,
just hate him.
When the dickhead's off the front, maybe you all just go left, 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 left. Mm-hmm. The whole group just goes right and left, and he's going like, I'm dominant. Wait, where'd you guys go? I needed to show you how efficient my recumbent is.
I've got the arrow bars.
See, that's not a bad idea. That is a really good way to maybe get around the
I do really
training
like that.
Race
yeah, yeah.
concept.
Yeah.
If somebody is out there and understands the process of this and can contribute to it, this is something that I'm in WSBA, right? And I'm now on the board. And I don't know if anybody's listening to this on the board, but the last meeting, I would have rather gouged out my eyeballs with a penknife than sit through it. It was really long and it was really arduous. But and that's nothing against the guy hosting the meeting. The guy's doing all he can. But there are a lot of people who love the sound of their own voice. Hi there. but I think it would be a really cool concept for our regional governing bodies to provide programs like this. If we're paying, let's say, a fee to be in WSBA, we get our numbers, stuff like that. Why can't we have access to a club-based insurance policy or something like that? I'm just wondering if these things would work. So we totally went off the rails with that. And it's going to make me skip the news. So I'm going to do fast-forward versions of the news. Has anybody, did anybody catch the Santos Tour Down Under?
Yes.
And overall thoughts, overall, Jackson, you didn't catch it?
No, but I think the result was promising for the future of a very large team.
UAE. Yeah. And Jay Vine himself.
Yeah.
How many times did you hear Jay Vine came from Zwift? How many times have you heard that? Paul's rolling his eyes.
Wait, did he actually?
Yeah, he did. Came from Zwift Academy.
He offered a pro contract.
Who's the guy
Zwift
from
Academy?
Boise that raced for Movistar that also came from
Zwift? Mateo Jorgensen?
Yeah.
Did he come from Zwift?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I think Jay Vine was the first.
Yeah.
I don't know, honestly. I have no idea. But I think that's really cool for Jay Vine because first of all, he's young, and then you bring him to the tour along with a lot of the signings that they've gotten, and it's a crazy game.
Deep squad.
Right.
George Bennett's there now, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. God.
And Hershey's becoming a part of his former self, too, which is really impressive to see. I thought the overall racing was actually really engaging. And I know that it's early in the season, but I was impressed with every day of that stage race. The Tour de San Juan, which is happening right now, I think is an accident waiting to happen. First of all, the technical glitches of yesterday, I don't know if you guys watched the whole stage, but it was just, there were just moments where all we had was, you know, helicopter shots. And then the first stage with people standing on an island in the middle of the roadway, Remco Evenepoel voiced this displeasure quite loudly. Thank you, sir. Mm-hmm. It's another accident waiting to happen. Mm-hmm. It looks like they're blowing confetti cannons at the riders when they finish.
That's pretty scary.
Right when the first riders come across, you've got these cannons going on each side of the finish line.
It's not cyclocross.
Yeah, it's lunacy. It's I'm scared.
With the first stage, what happened is they missed the tight. It's supposed to be a tight right turn into that. There's a divider, and they all went. Some went to the left and some went to the right because all the people were
running across.
Yeah, because they were on the other side of the road.
Yeah.
And so they had to like shift over because they're supposed to be, as they're going down, on the right side of that divider. And they ended up, because of the corner, they all went to the left. And so you had people going like, oh, shit, I'm in the race course standing in the road. So.
Yeah. The other stories I have, if you did not get a chance to watch the last major cyclocross race of the season, was absolutely epic, but you only have to watch the last lap in both races.
Yeah.
The last lap was epic for both of them. Mm-hmm. And it is the last time I think we are going to see Vanderpoel
they're not doing Worlds?
Wout together.
I thought they were doing Worlds.
Vanderpoel is, but Wout I don't think not. Wout is, and I don't think Pidcock is.
Pidcock is not. Yeah. Well, he's got one more race.
They're going where the paychecks are being cashed.
Looks
so.
Like we have a Dutch national or a Dutch world champion. World then.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, he's just riding that far. Lights out. Van Van Empel won over Puck.
That was a good battle.
Yeah, it was a good, really good battle. All last race, all last lap. And I know we talked about it before, but it appears to be moving ahead. The newly launched National Cycling League disclosed the calendar dates for their four-city Criterium race series opening in Miami Beach on Saturday, April 8th, Atlanta, Georgia. Well, it's going to host the second stop, May 14th, final two stops in the summer, August 13th in Denver, Colorado, and September 10th in Washington, D.C. Four races, teams from city-specific kind of a concept, very Americanized style of racing. $1 million prize purse divided among the top five teams. And the format, I think we talked about before, is this concept where every lap gets points. It's like an ongoing points race. Without prior comments, does anybody have any thoughts on the success of the concept of the National Cycling League?
he sips to shut himself up.
I mean, I think it'll be successful for the pro, the pro American writers. That's it.
I think
financially. Yeah. Is that what you mean? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't. I mean, I.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I don't know if I really care, and I feel bad saying that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd rather watch Tulsa Tough.
Mm-hmm. I think that it's an Americanized version of cycling. I mean, crits are American cycling, right? Like, that is, it's one of those things, like, it's what we have going for us in the sense that it's like high intensity for an hour. That's about American's attention span.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. And then throw enough money at it. And sure, I think honestly it can be tremendously popular. Is it something that I would have obviously now I'm never going to be interested in that. But if I was 18, would I be like, oh, I want to be in the, no.
But the short attention span is one thing, but an entire race based upon keeping track of points.
But it's just like any. It's like football or anything else. Like, there's points to track, right? You know, and it's like, oh well,
but not every minute. The same.
Yeah, I would agree with you, and I think that would rely.
It's a 1 to 2K course
on something that you do. Is the announcers are going to have to explain what is going on?
Oh my God! Yeah.
And then you have to rely on the information that's coming in, because they're not coming by at like a running race. No. You know, they're coming at. They're going to be hitting speeds near 40 to get these points, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so it's like, so we're waiting. We'll have the results on last lap. Oh, here they go again.
Next lap. Yeah. The graphics department's going to be the most busiest part of that entire thing. The graphics and the timing people.
I like the idea of the concept. I think they're trying to do too much too fast. I think that if they had like a typical points race, not every lap.
Every third or fifth.
There's you know, they accumulate points like, okay, lap, we're going to do 60 laps. So lap 20, they double there, they double even more there, and then the final, that's a
quadruple
simple concept.
Kind of a thing. Yeah.
And then you have people on the graphics going like, okay, we can get all this information, okay, as it's sitting now, but how do you keep track as a racer, think as you're racing? What place did you get, Sam?
Yeah.
Okay, I guess this is my turn. So where are we sitting now? You know, it doesn't.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, as a racer, you could keep track of like what you needed to do, and then I mean, cycling has always been like, it's a long haul sport. You know, and that's not like, you know, you're thinking in a crit even like a, which is already a short attention span. Like, how am I going to win that last lap? And you're strategizing just for that. So you're kind of destroying the, like, one of the beautiful things about cycling, like in the Tour, it's just you're thinking the long game. Like, it's not even just about that one 100-mile stage.
Right.
It's about the entire 21 days.
And I don't have a problem with a points race format, but the points race where it's every lap is just
gonna, exhausting.
The numbers aren't going to – you're going to get lost in the numbers game. It seems like a flawed concept. But, by the way, on top of it, you have the the ability, because riders are going to be paired with power meters, with cameras, with all this kind of stuff, and I guess virtually you can compete with the riders in the race.
Stupid.
I have a feeling Paul's going to jump at that opportunity. Paul, by the way, happy birthday. We bought you a subscription.
His
his eyes just open up like a puppy dog.
Really?
What?
Oh my God, thank you.
I'll never use it.
So basically you could compete at the same time as the riders.
Just to know how bad you are?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
I can't
sit at 450 watts.
Well, not only that, there's more than just the numbers again, people.
Yeah, oh my God.
You think about cornering and stuff, it puts things in position. It's not just square heads down. I'll pedal through the corners. These guys aren't producing any watts around the corner, and you're on Zwift and you're doing 450 watts when these guys, you know, they got a brake and they got other people.
Yeah.
That's just not even realistic.
Yeah.
That's just foolish. Foolish play.
There we go.
Yeah.
Okay, moving on. I was going to grab a topic, but being as we're 56 minutes into our show already, I will hold that topic for next week because we have other things to get to. We have, you know, we have actual serious, you know, high cash money being exchanged segments that we have to get to. And we have to ask Dave the very important question. But before we get to it, let's time for the mini party. Paul is another year older. He tried to slip by without us knowing. But thanks to his wife's social media post, I found out. She put a huge happy birthday up on the social media. So in honor of your birthday, we have a very special story about Paul moment. So we're all gonna take a moment and just tell an interesting anecdote, quip, story, complaint about Paul Maine, the one and only rim break diehard.
So this is a freaking roast, right?
Yeah, it
is. And you, Dean Martin? Yeah. Is that what you're saying? All right. Again, over their heads.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. But just say, Dean Martin was this drunk guy who hosted the show, and everybody go like, oh, okay.
And he had, yeah. Well, there we go.
I haven't been drunk on the show in a while.
Ever since the first bourbon night.
Yeah, the first bourbon night. I was just like, wait a minute. Differently. Yeah. Why are words difficult? There are two stories that immediately popped into mind when I thought of the one and only Paul Maine. First one is, and I'll give Reader's Digest versions of both of them. That's an old person's reference there. You already used it. Yeah. The first one I do recall very well, the night before a race, the Tour of Frozen Flatlands, in our old house, having you and your wife and CP and his wife over and actually drinking so much that we peeled back the carpet in my living room and danced to Earth, Wind & Fire, the same song 9 times in a row, all of us in the living
September.
Room dancing, going, yeah, mm-hmm. thinking to ourselves, wow. We're racing tomorrow. We are racing tomorrow. And I do remember getting severely dropped that next day at the Tour of Frozen Flatlands.
Severely.
Yeah. That's my first one. And my second short version one is the day Paul has horrible hands. They get cold, like, they're probably cold now.
Well, I did have a problem. Stu has the same problem I do.
Really?
We did Box Canyon, which is up this canyon. We got down to the bottom after we climbed it and came down. There's a Joshua Tree National Forest, and we came down. And I stick my hand out. And he's like, yeah, I got the same problem. It's 65 degrees, and their hands are like white.
We are at a Circle K.
There's a name for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you?
What's it called again?
Raynaud's.
Raynaud's disease. That's what I got. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Raynaud's disease. Is this a syndrome or a disease? I want to call it a disease just because it sounds better.
It's an old person thing.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Just kidding. It's not.
I remember Paul in a Circle K. We walk into there just to get something to drink and refuel because it was cold. It was really cold.
We went from like 39 degrees to like 28, 29 degrees.
Paul's in the middle of this. They had an island for the fountain drinks, and they had a sink there, and Paul had the water on cold, and he was just like barely getting his hands in there, just going,
I couldn't even get my gloves off.
I've never seen, he just looks at you, and I wish the video was really working well, because I just look at the kids. Is it that one?
Yeah.
He was just going, it was just that face. I will never forget that face. That's my Paul story. Anybody else want to throw one out there?
Ooh. All right. Well, I feel like I've known Paul for a while, but I haven't adult known Paul for like too many years, even though he's one of my groomsmen in my wedding. Yeah. So, I think I would let Paul tell the Chuck the Buck story. That's the story that I always remember Paul by.
We don't have enough time.
Yeah, exactly. But there is one, and it was, funnily enough, it was the two oldest men in the room, along with me, we all went to Seattle together, right? And so...
Oh, God. This was for Bike Town.
Yep. Yeah. And we're getting ready for bed and everything, and we're... I mean, we're pretty tired that night. We watched... we were sitting in the hotel room... Or
West
not
Side
the hotel
Story.
Room.
The restaurant. West Side Story.
Yeah, and West Side Story was on in the restaurant. Yeah.
Without sound.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we're all just watching it. We were so tired.
We watched the whole thing. Yeah. Yep. We all start snapping. And anyways, we're getting ready for bed, and the lights go out. You know, we're all falling asleep. And out of nowhere, all you hear...
Oh, man, yeah.
The loudest... Yeah. Like a... You ever started a chainsaw? That's what it was. And I looked at I had headphones, and I put them in, and I looked over, and Dad, you had you had the pillow over your head, and I had my headphones on, and I could still hear it.
I was in hell.
But it was amazing.
But it was Paul.
Was it like white noise at some point?
No. You can ask my wife. Yeah. 30 years, she's like, oh, shit. Yeah. Got to deal with it. Yeah. Every night she has to deal with it.
Do you know that when we were going to go to Belgium before COVID, I was preparing myself. I was buying earplugs.
Noise
and
canceling headphones.
I was training myself to sleep with earplugs in. Yeah.
You need it.
Yeah. I was like,
we were going to dismount, and he snores too. But his are different. He goes...
What the hell? That's so weird.
Every once in a while, it gets a good. And then.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Guys? Man, okay. So I'm nowhere near knowing Paul as long as you, but longer, I would say, than you. And so I remember coming back and joining the River City team. And this was 2012. And there was like a few of the group rides or like Thursday or Tuesday night races at the time, and I just remember showing up and being like, who is this god? Like, yeah, I mean, you're definitely in your peak at that point. Like, I think you're
48.
Yeah, 48. Yeah, that's when you peaked.
I peaked at 48.
Yeah, but that's not bad.
Yeah. No, I remember, like, those days back in the day, like, if you got on the Paul Main train, that was a free ticket, right? I mean, he would smoke you at the end, but those, and then the, is it the same thing as what you're thinking, the Four Mounds? Every time you go to Four Mounds, it's the coon racing
Oh, the story. Oh, that's
every time, you got to trigger that story, because you're a storyteller, and I love that about you.
And it changes, like, every time I tell a story.
Every time it's different. Like, I've probably done that ride four times with you, and every time there's more flavor to it.
It's like, stop me if you've heard this before. No. Don't.
No, don't. Everybody shut up. You haven't heard it.
Yeah.
I'll bring it out again next time we're out.
Yeah.
David, you ask, I'll give it.
No,
you got one.
I don't have a roast. He's long enough to roast him. But, you know, the thing that pops mind is it's along the same lines as Sam. Is when I started racing on River City, Paul, you were in the, like, A group, and obviously I started in the B group. I'm like, back then, we used to talk about looking Euro.
Yeah.
Never met anybody who looks more Euro than Paul.
Yeah, I know.
It's because his stem's like 3 feet.
So long.
God, I remember that.
His back is flat. Yeah. Like, I don't even know if it's right, but it looks Euro.
Yeah. David and I are like, that guy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'm going to be like him one day.
That's because I had a poster of Francisco Mosier. He was the most beautiful guy on the bike. I thought, whatever. I get on the trainer and try and look at my shadow, because we didn't have, like, devices that cover.
Yeah,
cameras.
Mirrors didn't exact back
no,
then.
No, I'm a little arched. I got to get a little more flat, deep, because we had deep bars then, like Merck's in the back of the picture there.
Yeah, mirrors were right. AD, right, not BC.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
We do
it was
have,
backwards.
We do have one special call-in guest who left us the following audio.
My first question is my only question. Do you have a hard line still?
That's not important.
Anyway, sorry I got a little sidetracked over the weekend. Actually fell and broke my leg. Pretty awesome.
Honestly,
when you get to the age that you slip and fall and break your fibia. But regardless of that, I did remember in time. So my Paul Main stories real quick. The best one and most memorable as far as, like, bike racing stuff. We were in this crit, I think it was in Montana, I'm pretty sure it was Montana, in fact, I think it was Hamilton, and corner, 30 miles an hour, whatever. Like, right at the apex of the turn, Paul blows the rear tire. And, of course, the tubular immediately rolls right off. So now it's rim on cement, right in the middle of the pack. Somehow, I remember, I think everyone got away from him, got around him. But this dude rides like a dirt track racer, mid-corner, holds the bike up, gets all the way around the corner, and like I said, he was crossed up like a dirt track racer. And after the race, we look at the rim. It was one of those, if you remember those Champy, they were kind of like anodized, like copper color, tubular rims. And it, he had worn it all the way through the aluminum down to the spoke nipple. And the dude held it up and did not crash. It was seriously about the most impressive save I've ever seen.
The other stories are probably not air suitable.
Oh, I've got quite a few of those.
Paul, whose voice was that?
That had to have been Team Spokane, guys. And on that team, there's Roger.
No,
it wasn't. God, I can't remember.
It's hard to tell over there.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Otherwise, because I'm good with voices.
Background noise, too.
I'm good with voices.
I will tell you that later on, this individual goes on to talk about... he talks about the fact that he has seen your genitalia because he's lived with you.
Lived with me?
Yeah.
Huh. I've got to go.
Well, I'm a little old and dusty.
I'm not going to go into the detail of what he saw, but this is the one and only Scott Bork.
Oh, Scott. I thought it was Scott from the very, very beginning. Yeah, I really did. But that's it sounded funny. A little more high-pitched for Scott. Yeah. So, Borky and I, we were roommates down in Arizona.
Yeah.
And that's the last time I had like a summer, like go down January and ride bikes.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, Borky was, man.
Yeah.
We had tons of training rides.
Yeah.
Here's the funny thing about that story when I lost, real quick. So, caught a pedal is what it was. I didn't blow a tire. Caught a pedal and came down. And then when I came up, both wheels came down and my tubular rolled off and got jammed. And so I'm sliding on just bare rim. And I slid all the way to the far side and people were sticking out their hands and catching me.
Back before they called it drifting.
Drifting. Yeah. That's what I was doing. I ran back at the pits, and they had this guy in Hamilton, the official for USCF. He sounded like Droopy Dog.
You know, I can give you a 30-day suspension.
Nobody
for
knows
not,
your references but me.
For not...
I know this one. You know Droopy Dog?
Yeah.
For not properly gluing on your tubular... And
that's
I said,
all
but
your,
my
that's
base tape
USAC
is still.
All USAC refs are going to sound to me from now on.
Hey, you can't do that.
And he sat there and he said, "Well, I said that the base tape's still on there. The tubular ripped off the base tape. Well, I've never seen that before. I'd buy a dollar for another side of that." Hamilton. It was weird. It's like, and he had like. Mustard stains, and he would.
Oh my God!
I'm not kidding. He wore a referee's jersey with like a soot on his wife's soot on his USCF patch on there. Well, I've never seen that before.
golly gee willikers!
You might want to return back to your traps. And gather those beavers.
Shouldn't
and
you
muskrats.
Be making chili for the guys coming in off the off the cattle hall?
Hey boys, I got you some good grub.
Yeah, you know. Real quickly,
sorry, I'm just going with the whole dialect thing.
So Borky says, I'll never forget, there was another time I crashed. I overlapped a wheel. We were in a breakaway together for a race. And I looked over my shoulder, and I overlapped a wheel like that.
Whoa,
I
good
I
save.
Saved it, yeah. And he said, Bork says, I looked down, and I just see you on impact, and your face is contorted, and your jersey's like pulled back. And he goes, it's like a snapshot I can't get out of my mind. 2 years later, we're racing the Le Grand, and it was blazing fast, and they had Domino's hot lap thing.
Oh,
and
yeah.
We were
yeah.
in a solo. We I was like in Zoom, where you're seeing pizza. Stars and everything, and I remember it just at 35, 37 miles an hour in the straight stretch. And this girl with red hair, her the wind was coming by from the pack, and it just like hung out, and the sun was behind her head, and I'm, hey, that's kind of pretty. You know, you just like, what the fuck? I got it.
Where am I?
I am out. So
angels.
Bork was in front, and some guy overlapped his wheel. And the funny thing is, he makes impact where, like, we were slamming hard. We're like 35 plus.
Yeah.
And I just have a picture of him. Same thing. His jersey's pulled back on the concrete. His face is contorted. So we both
Why
have
person. Why is that funny?
I don't know.
Why are we laughing at other people's pain?
Yeah. You know, it's not like, I wonder if my buddy's okay. I'm thinking, I got to close that fucking gap he left. Yeah. You know,
fucker left a gap,
yeah.
Asshole.
Yeah.
Well, Paul, in honor of your birthday, we have to do the
gift giving portion.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So it's not like it's a shocker.
Oh, delirium.
Yes.
That's from Ghent, my favorite city.
Your pink elephant and your.
Thank you so much.
All the other guys in the show blew this.
Wait, what did I say?
I don't even know what's going on.
Ketones!
Oh, my gosh. I was like, I didn't take them. That'll help you.
Oh, yeah.
The whole show, I'm like going, yeah.
Will that plug me up?
No, I don't know where they are.
I'm just wondering.
It tightens up wrinkles.
Yeah, it does.
I need that.
Closes up sphincters.
Well, if we got anything left in our glasses, Jackson doesn't, but happy birthday, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Tailwinds to you.
Yeah.
And thank to Stu and his wife for a good birthday party down at Palm Disney.
Awesome. Awesome you're able to
go
down there.
So speaking of old guys, let's move on to let's check out on this episode of Ask Dr. David, still open for sponsorship. First of all, we bring up the topic, we ask the panel the questions, and then David sets us straight. This was the one that you really wanted to get to last week, and it's dealing with erectile dysfunction and cycling. So for the ladies listening, I guess you're off the hook. Yeah, I'm going to stick with that.
Yeah.
Can positioning be the sole culprit? Sam, you can dance on this grave here too. Also, and I was going to make a taint joke, but now I'm not going to. Is positioning the sole culprit and or the savior for the problems down under? Mm-hmm. So there we go. I'm gonna ask you last of the panel, Sam, because obviously this is something you're going to probably know more than your brother, and it's going to turn into this. Nolan,
I know more than
Gallagher battle here, exactly. So, I am going to go with the fact that I think ED is if you're talking about relating it to cycling, it is going to be a position issue. If you're doing something wrong, it is going to be something like that. And I would predict that it would be more prominent in these winter months because we spend so much time in the saddle and we don't actually spend time out of the saddle. That's my guess. Mm. And tandem riders probably have it the worst because I ride a tandem with my wife and getting out of the saddle is like finding reverse in a Volkswagen. Jackson!
Wait, so after you're saying after you ride a tandem,
you never have children.
Your dick works less.
From experience.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm. All right. Well, I'm here.
We have
proof. That's before they got the tandem.
We have proof that it worked once. No, we had the tandem before him.
Okay.
So I'm a miracle.
You're a fighter.
Yeah.
Quote it. Fighter.
But you said I'm a miracle.
You are
a miracle. Quote it. Quote it.
Jackson, sorry.
You can clip that.
Jackson, what are your theories on erectile dysfunction?
Jackson, do you know what erectile dysfunction is?
Hopefully not yet.
I'm not four.
Don't stare at me when you say that.
I feel like Paul might have that. I don't know if I feel comfortable answering this question in this setting with you around.
Do you want me to mute my headphones?
Yeah, and turn
No,
around.
You're still going to be able to hear me.
Oh, he can't.
Plug your ears and
that one really worked.
Yeah.
Jackson, well, I understand. I'm here for you, buddy.
I'm rooting for you.
I feel like... I see, this is really uncomfortable for me.
That's why I'm staring at you.
You know, I feel like it's a myth. I'm going to look you right in the eye and say it.
You think it's bullshit?
Yes.
Okay. You don't think ED is related to cycling at all?
Well, okay. No.
This is taking a long time.
Because you know how uncomfortable it is?
No.
Telling your father if your boner works. You know how weird that is?
My boner works.
Son.
I'm not ready to break down these boundaries on a live podcast in my father's basement. Paul, what's your response to the question? I'm taking over.
Yeah, Paul.
I think it's crap. It's not bicycle.
It's not the bicycle.
I think it's
being 60.
Yeah. I think age has something to do with it. Personal experience? No. I never had that experience ever. And if anybody should say, because of pressure, is a guy who fitted me. He says, "What the hell?
Yeah.
You got the worst saddle, and your nose is pointed up south." You know, so
I think a bigger threat is not using it or you lose it.
There you go.
Obviously, Sam's.
I wish my bike fits went like this.
But I've never had a problem. Never had a problem. And if anybody should have a problem, as these guys said, my position's pretty screwed up.
It is. It is.
I have no problem.
So it's a myth.
It is a myth. I say it's a myth.
My turn. It has to be a myth, because if anybody should not be able to bear children, it would, or not even that, should ever be able to have sex again in life, it would be Paul.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
If you can, I cannot describe to you what my reaction was when I first saw your bike. Like, my jaw hit the floor. I was like, okay, no, we need to talk. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. What?
And Paul's a miracle. Clip that.
Two of us.
Yep.
Well, Easter week is when we always test it for Paul.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, bear base on.
What does Easter weekend have to do with this?
I don't know.
Peruban.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. The Holy Week.
Okay. Yeah. So, but I will say, like, a lot of the times, in a bike fit perspective, the pudendal nerve is, like, a very common thing that people come in and they're like, I have, you know, like, issues with
numbness.
You know, numbness, allosis, whatever.
But do they ever say ED, though?
I've had two cases that have said
how
that.
How old were they?
They were 50 plus.
They're trying to point it at the bicycle, and it's not right. We always the bicycle always takes the blame.
It's not working anymore. Buy a
bike. It's a damn bike.
The bike gets me excited.
I'm getting a suspension.
Yeah.
I'm riding gravel.
Yeah, exactly.
They always come up with something.
But I will just say, like, it is usually like a saddle tilt, you know, or fore and aft issue that's
can
be resolved.
Yep. Dr. David,
that's
Dr. David, bring us home.
Okay, so
he's like,
there's been a lot to digest.
How do I
here?
Clean this?
How do I clean
shit
this shit
puddle up?
Yeah. Three causes of erectile dysfunction. Number one, psychogenic. So, like, you know, it's like actually just up in your head. Number two,
wait,
blood flow.
Okay,
going to the penis. Is
I'm
not
still
good.
Dealing That's with the first fit. One.
The first one, like it's a mental thing.
Yeah.
You watch.
You're too
you've
stressed
too
out.
Much
and you're like
porn.
You're in the.
So
moment.
I could.
You're in
I
the
could,
moment.
I could
like,
work myself into this.
So it's not real. Essentially, like there's no actual underlying problem. It's like, hey, you know, like a negative feedback. Like, hey, I can't get a boner, and then you think about it every time you try to get a boner, and then you can't get a boner.
Okay.
So psychogenic.
He said boner three times, and
boner,
he's
boner,
a doctor.
Boner.
Yeah.
That's
real.
Awesome.
Well, he's dumbing it down for us.
Yeah, he's dumbing. He's bringing it way down to our level.
I didn't know if you guys knew what erection meant.
Yeah.
What is it?
Everyone else has been using boner.
I voted in the last direction.
Number two and three, which we're talking about here, are blood flow and then the nerves going to the penis. So, Sam, talking about the should I say
pudendal?
Anyways, yeah. So your saddle could push on those, right? Like you could be putting pressure on the blood flow and reducing it, or the nerve and pinching it off. And if that's the case, you probably should see somebody for a bike fit. Because you're probably going to get some numbness, and you shouldn't get numbness when you're riding your bike. But even if you do, you would have to sit there for so long to actually do enough damage to cause erectile dysfunction. And I don't think there's many people out there who would just sit there for 4 hours with a numb penis and not do anything about it. So if you have erectile dysfunction and you're blaming it on your bike, you might want to pressure your doctor to look into other things. Because
Wow. Was Paul the
Paul
most
was,
right?
Paul yeah.
Paul
was
and
the also
most right.
Paul's experience, 60 years of riding bikes
and
no
having a saddle tilt of positive 45.
Yep, says a lot.
And I just got a text from a guy who I rode bike switch down there. He says doesn't affect him either.
Yep.
He's 71. Wow. So
what a legend.
In fact, I would say riding your bike should protect you from erectile dysfunction, because oftentimes it protects the vasculature throughout your whole body from getting plaques. And
ask Dr. Dave.
Yep. So ride your bike, have boners longer.
Ride a physique Ariani saddle.
Yep.
Will it help with my step? No.
Sorry,
Jackson.
The only drawback is the saddle sores are
You're here voluntarily.
They are.
Like looking at a ski slope. Yeah. Moguls everywhere. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
With moguls.
That's what
he said.
Yeah.
You said ski slope.
And with moguls everywhere.
Did you say moguls?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, I was too busy.
You know what?
You're hearing.
I was too busy thinking, well, it's these shitty headphones.
Well, it's your fault.
It is. I should invest more in podcasting.
Yes.
Because
it's very lucrative.
So return on investment. It's really going to turn around here someday. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
But right, we then, laugh.
You know, David, I would continue, but we're short on time, because I do want to, and if you're available here sometime soon, I do want to talk about the haywire heart syndrome, which is something that cyclists have to deal with quite a bit. Because we've heard of a lot of cyclists who express, anyway. That'll be
a deep one
for our next time, because we do have to get to quick tips with Bike Fit Sam. Do you got one? You got something for us? Brought to us by our friends at Ambassador Cycling. Get fit to get fit. I don't know if you use that catchphrase, but I want a nickel every time somebody says it.
Okay, yeah, I can make that happen.
So that's
one on a shirt.
Sense.
I want it on a shirt. Get fit to get fit. Pat Bulger. Pat Bulger.
I can make that happen. We can print some shirts. Yeah. So. Yeah, there was a couple that I was thinking about, but I think I'm going to steer towards, we'll talk about juniors next week.
Okay.
But like for this week, I've had two in this last week that have been contacting me talking about power balance and stuff. So like that's a big part of Bike Fit. People come in and they're like, oh, I have, like I'm talking, it's seriously this close, 52%, you know, like power on my right and 48 on the left. And it's like, dude, you're sweating the numbers here, because
that's somebody with ED.
numbers again.
Yeah. But they'll go and they'll chase these numbers and like, well, I need to find balance with this. And I don't disagree with them. Like, you want to be working towards perfection. Why wouldn't you? But on that same note, they will literally waste, you know, like going through all of these other avenues. And
are they training for a triathlon? You can tell me, Sam. Are they training for a triathlon?
This is a safe place.
Is it an Ironman? Are they training for nine?
They might be training on a.
Do they have aero bars?
They have aero bars.
Okay. Anyway,
So, but I will just say, like, and this is actually pushing people away from, like, you do not have to, if you are not experiencing pain and you are having muscle, you know, or you're having imbalances with your power, don't chase that.
Yeah.
Like, if you are having pain, get in and follow that up, because like maybe one side is like, I have pain on my right and I am producing these numbers. Great. Well, I don't really care about the numbers, but you're having pain on the right. Chase the pain. Don't chase the numbers.
If I were you, I would totally be.
What are you doing, you moron?
Yeah, I would just.
It hurts.
Oh.
Sometimes.
You're a patient man.
Yeah, I mean, like, you have to hear these people out. And it's like, hey, everybody, you know, they just bring what they have to the table. And what I mean by that is, like, this is what I'm trying to fix.
Yeah.
And I'm, that's great. But are you having pain? No. Cool. Keep riding.
Yeah. There you go. Okay. I like that. Let's end with a little bit of fun, you guys. A good old classic competitive version of the horse you rode in on. 2023 version.
F you, David, and the horse you rode in on.
Dang it, I haven't studied.
No, so basically what I'm going to do is I'm going to start off.
If this is competitive,
naming
I'm smoke
individual sponsors for the teams. Okay, starting with the saddles, moving to the clothing, to the wheels, to the group set, to the bikes. As I progress up the ladder, you may chime in at any time using your first name, and then I will give you the point if you are correct. Let me see here, Sam. I'm writing right now, and I talk out loud while I...
I'll tell the Chuck the Buck story then. While you're
no, that's not... So, for example, if I were to say Eddie Merckx, Desant.
Oh my God, this isn't fair.
I was going to go to 7-Eleven. I was trying to find 7-Eleven, but anyway, I don't remember what wheels they rode. Who knows what wheels?
Wool Bear.
Did they? Yeah. Okay.
So are you just naming the team and then we name their?
No.
I'm
going backwards. I'm starting with their saddles to the clothing to the wheels to the group set to the bikes. Like, you name the team.
Okay. But there could be many, right? Because
there can be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But if you say Shimano, that's 99% of the team. Yeah. So
our first team, Fitzeek Saddles.
Astana.
You start with your name. God, David. Noob.
Damn it.
Clothing, Rosti. Wheels, Campagnolo.
Paul. AG2R.
That is correct. Paul gets the first one. I started alphabetically. Next team, saddles, Sella Italia. Clothing, Van Rysel. Wheels, Karima.
Jackson. Astana.
Mm-hmm.
Damn it. That was mine.
Nope.
No, it's not.
Actually, that's not the team.
Now, hang on.
Don't they have them?
Group set, Shimano Durace. Bikes.
Can I answer again?
No,
you're out.
You're out.
Look.
Paul.
Anybody else can chime in?
Kofidis.
Paul got it because nobody else.
I didn't know they were on.
That was Kofidis.
Yep, that was a big change.
Yep. Let's turn the page. Okay. Saddles. Sella Italia. Clothing. Jinga. Wheels. Black Incorporated.
Jackson. Israel Premier Tech.
What?
Failure.
Group set. Shimano Durace. That's what we always used to call Durace back in the day. Oh, Durace. Yeah. Bicycles. Bianchi.
Paul. Jayco.
Nope.
Ah, shit.
Man, who has switched to Bianchi? I just looked at this freaking video.
Arkea Samsic is riding Bianchi's this year.
Mm.
Oh, this one's going to go fast. Ready? Saddles. Bontrager.
Jackson.
Sec.
I think Jackson was first.
Trek Segafredo.
Trek Segafredo. You suck.
Trek Segafredo.
That was a freebie.
Who should I pick here? Oh, saddles, Prologo. Clothing, Nalini. Wheels, Shimano Vision. Group set, Shimano Durace. Bikes, Cube.
Paul. Wanty.
Well, Intermarché, Wanty, to Gobert. It's not Wanty. Yeah. It's Intermarché.
Intermarché, Wanty, Group Gobert.
Yeah.
No, it's not. Oh, it's Circus is in there now.
Circus.
Yeah. The Waples guys
would have never gotten.
I should almost make you guys one team. You guys suck. You ready for this one?
This is not my strength.
Mm-mm. Saddle Sella Italia. Clothing, Calas. Wheels, Shimano. Group set, Durace. Bikes, Canyon.
Jackson.
Paul. Jackson was first.
This
Jackson
is a tough one, but I want to say that it is Alpecin De Koenig.
That's it.
You are correct. The other one would be very close. Movistar. But Movistar's riding SRAM. Movistar's riding SRAM. Women's team. Sella Italia. Clothing, Pactimo. Wheels, Vision. Group set, SRAM. Bike, Felt.
Oh. Sam? I need to come up with it. It's whoever.
Jackson,
Chloe,
it's Wahoo
Lacon.
That's not right.
Oh.
Chloe Dygert is on this team.
No. No, wrong.
Mm?
That's not it.
No, she's on Trek.
Just say
no, she's
no,
not
no,
on
she's
Trek.
Not a Trek. Excuse me.
No, she's on Canyon.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Human Powered Health.
Oh, that's right. I saw the jersey.
I saw it in my brain. How many more should we do? We've got Paul 3, Jackson 1. You guys not very good at this. Saddle Synchros, which is a great brand. I haven't seen that in a long time. Clothing, Nalini. Wheels, Shimano. Obviously, group set, Durace. Bikes, Scott.
Paul.
Paul.
That's Jake. Jaco.
That's incorrect.
No,
I know. Oh, Jackson. It's DSM.
Yes, yes. Damn it.
What I've never gotten there.
Sam and David, are you guys mics on?
No, I don't think that I watch pro cycling.
They seem to be working.
Can we just do a stunt already?
Yeah.
Willair. Okay, this one's going to go fast. Saddles, Kadex.
Jackson.
Yeah.
It's Jaco.
That is Jaco. Wow. And they're on Giants. Yeah, they're on Giants. Karsten would be very unhappy with you.
I know. I screwed that one up.
Give me the point.
Oh.
Yeah. 3-3 now.
Oh, we got 3-3. Should we do a tiebreaker?
Yes.
Call it a show? Because
We're at 1:30. Who can I pick?
Unless Samurai takes it then.
I know. Yeah. That's what I'm really hoping
Saddles,
for.
Saddles, Prologo. Clothing, Allais. A-L-E. Ale. Allais. Wheels, Shimano. Components, Shimano.
Here comes.
Jackson, it's FDJ.
He won, didn't
he? Those are the clothing brands. Mm-hmm.
Jackson won. It's LaPierre's, the bikes for Groupama, and FDJ.
Well, I wouldn't have got that.
There we go. Yeah. I do have to say that I was a little, I don't know if I want to say upset, but bothered by the fact that the Tour de San Juan
is only
specialized. Yeah. It's like there's so many specialized bikes in that. I don't even want to buy one now.
But they never didn't win today. They didn't win today. A Trek did.
I did. Yeah. Nice. Spoiler Quinn alert. Siemens. But yeah. Quinn. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Did you see that there's, there's some Cervelo in there yet? That's...
Are we ready to forgive Quinn Simmons yet, or is he still a douchebag?
There's a interesting interview. I think it was on
30 minutes later.
he was on what's his name? Jens Voigt.
Yeah.
And what's it? God.
Do you know that I have an entire character based on Jens Voigt?
It's at 60. I mean, I'll speak for you, Dr. Dave. Synapses become like they're disconnected. More fishing for
he's
things.
He's going to be all over the road.
Yeah, it just takes longer, but he'll get there. Give him time.
Reaction times are slow.
Yeah, get his readers out for him.
Bobby and Jens.
Yeah.
They interviewed Quinn Simmons and stuff. So it's actually a pretty good interview.
Yeah.
So
And
so I tell you, the person to look for as an American is Magnus Sheffield. He's spot on.
He rode really well in Santos TDU. Mm-hmm. There we go, you guys. I don't know if that was that a great show or was that just a absolute train wreck of a show. I let the listeners decide. I laughed so hard I cried sometimes.
I haven't laughed that hard on this show ever.
There we go.
I was crying.
There we go. So and I do want to mention thanks to you guys, the listeners. We cracked the top 10 on iTunes this past week, and that is just so awesome. Keep it up. Tell a friend, subscribe, like us, all those things I'm supposed to say if I'm a millennial, and rank us on iTunes and all that kind of stuff. And I guess gentlemen, thank you guys for being here.
Thank you.
David, thank you for my boner problems. And we will go from there. Because I just want to end the show with boner.
Yeah.
Boner.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more.
and is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.